Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, street artist Asbestos is somebody who I've talked to many, many times here on Lunchtime Live. But Asbestos, your latest project is a bit different and something that's very personal to you. Can you tell me about it?
It's a film called Don't Forget to Remember that myself and Ross Killeen have made. It's about, you know, ostensibly about my mother's Alzheimer's and how we're dealing with that, and then how, from an artistic point of view, I've reacted to that and tried to work out kind of what the idea of memory is and memory loss, and then trying to visualise that within my own work.
Tell me a little bit about your mum.
My mum, she's in her 80s now, doing well. And my mum and dad met in the 60s and got married. And about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, she started maybe a little bit longer developing Alzheimer's. And it's a slow process and a kind of a weird thing to go through. I think we're all aware of diseases like cancer and things like that, but going through Alzheimer's is just such a slow march and slow process that, as a person, I've seen her kind of slip away and different parts of her personality disappear or memories disappear. It's just quite a surreal thing to go through because you're not sure what's going to be forgotten next. And that also kind of then ties in with my dad being a carer and seeing kind of another side of that. So as a family going through it, it's quite a shocking thing. But yeah. I think a lot of people don't talk about it as well. So that was the main reason my dad and the rest of the family wanted to kind of get involved with the project and make the film.
The signs. So what's your mum's name, Asbestos?
Sorry, excuse me, Helena.
Helena. were there signs and symptoms long before she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
It's very hard to tell. It was just something my dad started to notice and then said it to me, and he was just kind of concerned with little details. He was going, this doesn't feel like just the normal run of the mill thing. So went to a specialist and got a test, and at that stage it was mild, but able to get medication to kind of alleviate things. But as you may know, Alzheimer's is something that there isn't a cure. So once you have it, it's just a process of going through. So those early recognition things were just her forgetting things or forgetting coming into a room or forgetting something, which we all do. Mm. So it's hard to kind of pin it down when it actually was, we noticed it at first. So that's one of the challenges, I think, and one of the things we all kind of either dismiss or ignore at times with it.
It's funny when you mention that about, you know, watching parts of her personality slipping away. I suppose for a lot of us that have had family members that have had to deal with Alzheimer's or dementia, it can be, it's very difficult, Asbestos, isn't it? Like it really is like you're often dealing or meeting an entirely different person.
Yeah, you are. And I think it happens in different ways to different people. Some people get angry, some people get passive, and it changes. And like even in the process of making the film, we were down on near the house where she grew up and lived until she got married. And she couldn't remember anything about the house. We actually went in, Nikki, who lives there now, let us in, and she didn't remember it. But then she remembered weird things, like the person on the corner who ran the shop on the corner, and she remembered everything about them. So it's kind of fascinating how some things are remembered and not. And like as part of the film, one of the things we did was we followed my mum and dad kind of just through their daily lives and also our family history. But then as part of my artistic output in it, I've made 15 blackboards in the film that are snapshots and family photos.
Lovely.
And I put these blackboards all up around the city. So the idea of the fragility of chalk and blackboards and painting, drawing these kind of photorealistic images, but leaving them there to be destroyed and leaving them there for the rain or people to rub out. And when we left one on the side of that house down in Ringsend, off Flat Sedbox Road, people were writing just details about their family, and it became kind of a hub of that community. But my mum, when she saw us putting up that blackboard, didn't recognise her grandmother, her mum in it. So it was just, it's kind of upsetting at times,
of course,
amazing and fascinating. And Well, at times funny as well.
I know, I was going to say that. You know, there are times sometimes when you're living with somebody, you're dealing with somebody that's going through Alzheimer's, that there's often sort of just funny moments that can happen that you feel like you shouldn't laugh, but...
Yeah. No, you have to.
Yeah,
no.
It's often
the... There's a moment in the film where my dad and my mum are sitting on the couch and he just looks, he says to her, he says, "Oh, I might put on the racing to watch it." And she, "Do you mind?" And she went, "Yeah." There's just these little things. There's another little clip where she mentions they're going through photos of older relatives. My mum just looks at somebody and she goes, "God, she was an awful snob."
Yeah, brings out a level maybe of honesty.
Yeah, and I think that's what myself and Ross tried to do with the film. He was very intent on making a film that wasn't just a depressing film about Alzheimer's, that it showed hope, showed a family. It showed a love story between my mum and dad, and also gives, I think, people an opportunity to see how we're dealing with this and how it needs to be a conversation. Because, as you said earlier, so many people go through this and so many people don't talk about it. So just the act of being an artist and the work that I do, I try and connect with people and give them an opportunity to have a voice. And for us, the film, it's called Don't Forget to Remember, because it's actually about the audience thinking about what memory is and then treating them, and as part of the release of it, we want to actually have that conversation. We're leaving postcards around the cinema for people to leave their memories of loved ones and interacting with people in that way, so that it's not just our story, it's a wider conversation.
Was your dad always a carer?
Well, in this context, yes. Like, my dad is a Republican, worked in the pub trade for years. My mum worked with him, so he's always been somebody being around people. And as somebody who was out doing that, like, he's learned so much as well. He's a brilliant man, amazing carer. And I think he looks after my mum mostly. We help out as well, and we've friends and family that help out. But I suppose the job of a carer is really difficult. And what I often say about it when I talk to people, my mum is very relaxed and quite chilled out and not distressed. In some ways, he has Alzheimer's more than she does, because it affects him way more and it stresses him more than it probably does her. And I think we're not unaware of how much work and how much it takes to care for somebody with Alzheimer's. And there is great support, like the Alzheimer's Society, absolutely amazing. I can't praise them enough. And the information they give people and support is astonishing. So we are lucky in this country that there is support there. There's obviously more needed, but there is a lot there that people are doing, and it is massively beneficial to him.
When you decided to get involved and to make the film, what sort of reaction did you get from your immediate family?
Well, it was kind of curiosity. I'm always doing kind of weird, mad projects, so my dad and my family are kind of a bit used to it. But they'd already, the genesis of the project actually comes from a show put on in Hugh Lane Gallery called Erase My Memories, where I'd done something similar. So my dad had already sent a scene, blackboards of memories that I'd asked people to erase. And we had a little bit of footage of that. And when I spoke to Ross about that project, he was like, "There's something more in this, and we wanted to make a bigger project." So my dad was already aware of that and was kind of like, that was interesting, it was fascinating. And when my mum went in to see that exhibition, she didn't recognise herself from one of the drawings. So we were already aware of that, but he was very frustrated at how people misinterpret or are unaware of what Alzheimer's is. So for him, as much as it was a challenge and kind of thinking, okay, we're going to be filmed, we're going to be on in this piece, the underlying thing was his frustration of how people misunderstand it and how they think. One of the things he says every time is, you think that it's actually people forgetting who people are, and that's the last thing that people forget is faces and who people are. It's the small little things, and it's just not being able to look after yourself. It's so much more of an early thing as well. So, and like, even my mum at one stage, maybe 6 months ago, left the house and went missing for a few hours, and the stress of that was terrible on us all. And you just never know when that's going to happen. So for him, he really wanted people to start having conversation and understand what it was.
Did you find it, and for your dad and the rest of the family, was it a difficult experience?
In some ways it was, but actually with Ross and the team from Motherland making it, it felt kind of like every day was just a small little group of us filming. So it was actually quite enjoyable in some ways, despite what we knew we were making. We were doing an awful lot of kind of activities, and Ross was out filming them, doing crosswords and things like that. So, funnily enough, the act of doing it was quite a social event and social occasion. So it did actually bring us together, and it was enjoyable because it was just a different experience. I think when you look back on it, you see a different film. But funnily enough, the days of shooting were enjoyable. And it was me seeing my mum in a different light and having different experiences with them. So that was kind of rewarding as well.
For you personally, though, Asbestos, do you think the recording and the making of the film has it helped you to work, you know, to come to terms, I suppose, with your own feelings about it?
It definitely has, yeah. And it also, by working with other creatives, like with Ross and the team in Motherland, you get a different perspective, like from the music that's made, the editing, all of those elements. It's kind of made me appreciate just being in the moment and the memories that you have, and actually thinking about how we collectively remember things. Like the memories that my brother has about something, when I ask him, are kind of different to the way I remember it and the way my dad remembers this. And I think for me, going through all of those old photographs and just asking them about things has been really rewarding. And I never would have done that in the same way, and digging deeper into that and kind of thinking what actually happened then, or who was that, and just even writing those on the back of photos. And I mean, like, a friend of mine, after seeing the film earlier on in the year, said she was going home and digging out all the family photos and getting all her family around to actually go through all of those and ask the questions. Because I can ask my dad questions about things that happened in our past, but I can't ask my mum, and that's just a part of our family history that's gone now, which is distressing. But
of
also, the other side of putting this story out there is to encourage people to do that.
And yes,
anyone seeing the film, hopefully, will see some hope in it.
Well, I was just going to ask you that: where can people see it, and when's it out?
The film is out on release on the 6th of September. It's in Dublin in the Lighthouse and in the IFI, and it's also in Palos in Galway. And then we're also doing a series of screenings supported by the Nighttime Economy. So we have a screening in Cork. QFT are also showing it in Belfast, in Kilkenny. You can go onto the website. Don't forget to remember film.com, and all the screenings are there, and they're also mentioned on our Instagram as well. But yeah, from the 6th, we're showing it around.
6th of September, and it's called Don't Forget to Remember. Asbestos, thanks a million for sharing your story with us today on the show.
Thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.